You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Early voting started today, and with only one place to cast a ballot in any given county, boards of elections across the state saw long lines. WOSU's Nick Evans was there this morning casting a ballot and talking to voters. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay. So we've heard reports of long lines all over the state. What did you see this morning?
Well, I saw at least 500, probably more, snake down the sidewalk around the building and coiled out into the parking lot ahead of the doors opening. I spoke with Aaron Sellers, the spokesman for the Franklin County Board of Elections, about what it looked like in the first little bit of early voting.
In the first 90 minutes, I think we were about 550 voters. And I think in 16, the first day, we voted about 2,400.
Now, I talked with Aaron Sellers since then. And as of 2:30, they're creeping up to 2,300 votes in the first day. It seems like they're well on their way to surpassing the first day of early voting in the last presidential election cycle.
That's a lot of people, but at the same time, the Board of Elections had to know that there were going to be a lot of people wanting to early vote this election. Were they not prepared for it? Why were the lines so long?
Oh, I think they absolutely were prepared for it, but you're certainly right. People were there early. I talked with Board Director Ed Leonard about it.
4 o'clock.
I heard 6 earlier.
So, no, they had a group that was coming here at 6 o'clock, and when they got here at 6 o'clock, there were already people at 4 o'clock. And our security folks told us that their cameras identified people lining up at 4 o'clock.
Now, all that being said, it's worth noting that the reason we have such long lines this time around is because of COVID-19. Now, in previous elections, they would have had people coiled up inside. But because we're trying to maintain social distance, people are lining up outside instead. And those lines are stretching out further because they're trying to, you know, keep a little bit of space between the different groups of people coming in to cast ballots.
You mentioned COVID-19. That is part of the reason that early voting is seemingly up this year. What did you hear from voters in terms of why they decided to come out at the crack of dawn on the very first day they could?
There was a pervasive sense that perhaps the election is more in question this time around than it has been in previous cycles. So people were really concerned about making sure that they got their vote in, that it counted, that they knew they had a sense of security that it had been squared away. I talked with another guy named Tamar Scott, who, you know, said that he really came around this time. He wasn't really feeling like there was much of a point in voting. But in talking with one of his friends, she convinced him that he really ought to come out and you know, provide an example to his sons.
I got young black sons, and you know, if they see me doing it as they get older, like she said, like their one vote might make a difference. So I try to, you know, like lead by example.
Casting a ballot in person is, of course, not the only way you can vote early. The Board of Elections for Franklin County just sent out, what, 250,000 ballots just yesterday for absentee voting, right?
Yeah, just about. It was about 237,000 that went out yesterday. And if you have an absentee ballot that you filled out and you want to drop off, you can either pop that into the mailbox or you can bring it into the Board of Elections itself. There is a 24/7 drop box. And there's also a drive-through site. I spoke with some of the folks there on my way out. As of 11 a.m. this morning, they had gotten 3 ballots.
WOSU's Nick Evans, thanks so much for your time today.
Anytime.